21st of May, the Constitutional Court handed down a judgment on the tax treatment of retail loyalty programs. Although Clicks called for the provision that would allow it to defer tax payment on its club card scheme, the Constitutional Court didn't agree. To help us understand this matter is Jerome Brink. He's Director for the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Jerome, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Benito. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. So how did Clicks end up in the Constitutional Court, Jerome? What is the background to this case?
Yeah, so I think to really unpack the case, the best way is really to go a couple of steps back and talk about the general rule of income tax, which really is that income tax is an annual tax in the sense that income earned in year one is taxed in year one. And you can also offset that against expenditure that you incur in year one. So it really is an annual type of event. What was the issue in the Clicks case really was a specific rule, which is in Section 24 Cap C, which we'll refer to as the future expenditure allowance. And what that specific section provides for is a sort of exception to that general rule, in that you can claim certain expenditure in year one, even though you only would necessarily incur it in later years. And to give a good example of where that would probably apply, is if we go back to the 80s when the section was introduced. And in the memo, the explanatory memo for the section, they referred to construction contracts, where contractors would earn sort of a large advance payment, and they would use that payment to purchase building materials and tools, but only incur expenditure in later years. And essentially, there was this mismatch. And from the cash flow perspective, and what 24 Cap C provides is really an allowance that they can claim certain expenditure in year one. And so at issue in the Clicks case was their loyalty rewards program, in which customers would sign up for the program and earn qualifying points, and they would then accumulate points on their loyalty card.
Yeah.
Ultimately, when customers then made future purchases, they could claim back the portion of the purchase price, depending on whether the relevant loyalty thresholds were met. The retailer taxpayer Clicks thus argued that they were entitled to claim this Section 24, the future expenditure allowance, by virtue of the fact that income earned in terms of the sales contract, so the initial contracts entered into with the customers, was linked to the obligation of the taxpayer to fund expenditure in order to honor the obligation to customers on future sales pursuant to the loyalty program. And so their argument was that the sales contract was both income earning and obligation imposing.
Yes.
And so the matter made its way through the courts. Ultimately, the tax court found in favor of Clicks, whereas the FCA overturned it, and it made its way to the Constitutional Court.
And the Constitutional Court then said that, no, hang on, the contracts of sale and the club card contracts are not, in fact, inextricably linked.
Yes, that's correct. So I think the critical issue that the Concord was faced with was really unpacking one of the key requirements for Section 24C, and that was that your income earning, the contract in terms of which you earn income and the contract in terms of which the obligation is imposed in order to earn or incur future expenditure must be the same contract. And they discussed the requirement in the sense that, on the one hand, it needs to be the same contract. So, to put it quite simply, the same piece of paper, so to speak. Or it could possibly be two contracts that are inextricably linked, that they meet the sameness requirement. And so the Concord really unpacked what was needed in terms of trying to meet the sameness requirement. And critically, it held that even though an inextricable link is certainly a factor in favor of showing that there is the sameness requirement, somewhat you would have to sort of show something more. And one of the factors, as you've mentioned, is that the two contracts almost need to depend on one another and can't exist without the other. And the court ultimately found that was not the case in this instance.
What expenditure then can Clicks claim?
Well, the key issue really is that this future expenditure allowance is not necessarily a permanent deduction. So in the sense, it's really just a timing deduction. And what it allows it's really just to sort out that mismatch in terms of expenditure that you're probably only going to incur in year two and three. But ultimately, Kicks will still be able to incur that expenditure. They just won't be able to incur it in year one. And so the timing mismatch that Section 24C caters for, they wouldn't necessarily fall in that.
I see.
But ultimately, the expenditure would still be deductible provided they meet the normal requirements.
I see. So does this have implications then for other similar type rewards programs?
That's an interesting question, and the Con Court actually was, not all tax cases make their way to the Constitutional Court, and one of the key issues was whether the Con Court should grant leave to appeal in this case. And it was ultimately obviously held that leave to appeal should be granted, and that was on the basis that it argued a point of law and that it would obviously have general public importance. And it specifically mentioned that it would have an impact on other loyalty programs. And it in fact mentioned some of the other retailers in the judgment that it thought it would have an impact on. So absolutely, for those taxpayers that are conducting loyalty programs, and particularly those who are utilizing a Section 24 Cap C allowance, this judgment certainly has an impact. And they would be well advised to, of course, study the judgment and ascertain any taxpayers that are claiming 24 Cap C allowances would obviously be well advised to study it, because it does really build on what is required to in order to meet that sameness requirement. And of course, retailers who operate loyalty programs and also claim Section 24 Cap C allowances would also need to study the judgment to see whether it has an impact, let's say, on their current arrangement.
And then lastly, Jerome, just to expand, because you mentioned again the sameness requirement, just in the context of those linked contracts?
Yes, so really the Constitutional Court expanded on that concept, so to speak, in the sense that showing an inextricable link is not necessarily enough. Yes, while an inextricable link will certainly be a factor in favor of showing that you're meeting the sameness requirement, you need to show something more, in the sense that both contracts are so interdependent that they cannot exist without the other. And in this case, for instance, they said that the initial sales contract could exist whether you sign up for the loyalties program or not, and you could sign up for the loyalties program whether you had purchased anything at Kicks or not, and that was really a key issue.
Jerome Brink, Director for the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Appreciate your insights on this matter, Jerome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Looking for a winter getaway like